Guardians of the Geekery, episode 240. And we're thrilled Chris O'Neill returned to talk about Shakespeare Carolina's production of Night of the Living Dead. So listen to the episode, learn all about it. It's coming up on October 27th, so right before Halloween. Perfect timing. And we have a lot of fun, so please tune in and listen to Chris. Proceed.
In the podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ, there are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Guardians of the Geekery, episode 240.
Something can you believe it? Is it 240? It's 240.
Yeah.
It's, wow. It's,
yeah.
We're almost to one gross.
Whoa. Unbelievable.
Don't call me gross.
Giddy Geeker.
You're gross.
I am sometimes.
Yes, horror queen. Hey, but we've got company, so let's not talk about dirty stuff around here.
No.
That's right.
All right. So we have Chris O'Neill here. I don't know. Does he count as company? He's been here once before.
He's part of a company.
You're part of a company.
That's right.
So you're part of Shakespeare Carolina, and you guys have some cool stuff happening.
We do.
And you said, "Hey, I want to come talk about it." And I said, "Hey, we want you to."
Yeah, excellent.
And
come
then
back.
You came to our house.
Yep. Here I am.
Darn it, he remembers where it is.
And
so.
we made you do a Facebook Live video and all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, and in classic style, we had connectivity. Right. Issues, so
we're
Beauty
blaming Facebook.
Life, yeah.
Well, it could have been my fault. You never know.
Nah, we're blaming Facebook.
It's your electric personality.
Oh, sure.
The Wi-Fi. Yeah. So, all right. So tell us what's going on.
All right.
With Shakespeare, Carolina.
On October 27th at 7 p.m. at the Legal Remedy Brewing Company in Rock Hill, South Carolina, we're going to do Night of the Living Dead live.
Wow.
Oh, cool. So is that are you going to be shadow casting it or what?
No, actually about 5 years ago, authorized by Romero, a company in Canada basically made this live version of it.
Okay.
And it's not exactly the movie.
Uh-huh.
It's the first act, it's a two-act piece. The first act is pretty much a condensed version of the film.
Okay.
And then the second act is six or seven scenes of what if.
Oh, cool.
What if they had more guns? What if they had more? And I don't want to spoil alert, too much, too much stuff. Where they
the
keep
movie's
replaying,
50 years old.
Right, yeah. Well, no, with the play, right?
Oh, yes.
So
okay.
They keep replaying scenes over again in hopes of a different outcome.
Oh.
And let me tell you, the end of Night of the Living Dead, you kind of want a different outcome.
Right. And this is a really cool collaboration. We're doing it. My wife, Jill, teaches at Winthrop University, and she has a class called Arts Lab. And it's basically collaborative problem solving through the arts kind
All
of
right.
thing. And so the kids in that class, there's about almost 40 of them,
wow,
are going to be helping us in various ways, either backstage help. They're going to be some of the they're not zombies, they're ghouls.
Yes.
And doing some of the tech work, learning some of the tech work, makeup. There may or may not be a dance number involved.
Why not? Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
what would happen if you tap danced around the ghouls? Would it confuse them?
It might. It might. Oh. And then we have special guests, Quasar Hustle, which is actually my wife's band. They call themselves Intergalactic Funk.
Ooh.
But it's sort of a mixture of funk and surf and just straight up rock and roll. You'll get to see my wife play the theremin with her foot, which, if you don't know what a theremin is, it's the electronic box,
geeks.
You know. Yeah, geeks, you should know this. It's that horror movie music thing. She plays a number of instruments with that, but it's a great band. They're a lot of fun. They've been together since, I think, January?
Oh, cool. Okay.
Or something like that.
Long time.
Oh.
Long, way back in the day.
In band years. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Band years, yes.
Wow. Very. All the, very yeah.
Awesome. But yeah, and what this does, the format of this play does, is it kind of pokes fun at some of the 1968 issues that were around the film.
Yeah.
You know, it was controversial because it was one of the first films that featured an African-American protagonist, you know, leading a group of white people. You know, a lot of people took offense to that. Also, you know, it was during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And if you notice, horror movies ebb and flow in popularity during times of wartime.
Yeah.
You know. That kind of a thing. So it's neat. It's really actually kind of funny. We've had a read through or two, and we're getting ready to like dig into rehearsals, and it actually gets very funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds really cool.
So do you do the full cast read through basically?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right.
And so where was I going with that? So yeah, we're gonna do, and we're working on like live analog effects. So, you know, lots of blood, people getting shot, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff. I get to spend my days on the internet, you know, trolling for how to make people's heads explode.
Which is awesome. Really hard to stay off watch lists when you're doing that kind of searching. Right, not that I know by personal experience.
Yeah. Is that a black helicopter outside again?
I have a story about that, but I can't say it on the air.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I really am.
It's just the four of us and our listeners in South Africa.
And the world, right? So, and I've put together a really good cast. These are people who have all appeared, you know, in Shakespeare Carolina productions down the road. And I'll just give you, it's James Lee Walker II. If you're not familiar with him, he's awesome. Look him up on Facebook. Look him up on YouTube. Mitosis as well. That's a comedy act that he was involved with for a while. Also, Tom Ollis, who is known throughout Charlotte, you know, as an actor. Yeah, I've probably met him. If you know John, then you know Tom.
Yes.
A woman named Gail Fredrickson, who I can't get to work with us enough. She's just wonderful. Our S. Wilson Lee, or as I like to call him, Swilson Lee, he's done a bunch of stuff with us. Teresa Abernathy, who I've known for 22 years, doesn't seem possible, and have worked with her off and on, and Zaid Patterson. And these are all people you've seen. If you've seen the Shakespeare Carolina production, you've seen these folks. They work with us all the time, and they're just awesome and a lot of fun to work with.
Cool.
Yep. And
so, Chris,
mm-hmm.
This isn't Shakespeare.
No, it's not, but it's a classic.
Yeah. Okay.
If Shakespeare were alive in 1968, he would have wrote Night of the Living Dead.
He would have.
He dealt a lot with ghosts and ghouls.
He did. You know, one of the things we want to do is we want to do something fun for Halloween.
Yeah.
And we haven't in a while. And the folks at Legal Remedy, who are awesome, you know, are being very, very cool about, you know, doing this.
I just like the name Legal Remedy.
Yeah. Well,
as opposed to the alternative.
The owners are lawyers. And so,
my God. Yeah.
So all the menu items, all their beers are legal terms, you know, or whatnot. The food, I'm going to plug them too, right?
Their sure,
food, I don't drink, so I don't know about the beer. But the food is awesome.
Okay.
Their food, you won't leave hungry. That's for damn sure.
That's rare in a brewery because a lot of times they just serve the little finger foods and they don't do it.
Yeah, no. They do a wiener schnitzel sandwich that the piece of meat is like twice as big as the bun.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can't eat it by hand. My favorite one now is their BLT. It's like a triple-decker BLT.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So it's really like pub food as opposed to brewery food, which is awesome. I love pub food.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do this outside in their parking lot so that we don't get blood all over the tap room.
Even that fake blood is tough to get out, isn't it?
It is. It is. And some of it, knowing us, some of it won't be fake. And you know, we're doing multimedia. We are going to be incorporating some clips of the film, into it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds awesome. Yeah.
And, so where can people buy tickets for this?
You can buy tickets from our website, which is www.shakescar.org.
O-R-G. Couldn't afford those Olinas, huh?
You know,
no Spears, no Olinas, just Shakes Car.
Yeah.
Hey, it worked.
Well, mm-hmm. NASCAR country, it kind of fits too. Right. People might be like, "What is this?" Oh, yep. Cool. Then, yeah.
Eventually, if I ever get a new car, that'll fit on a license plate too.
That's awesome. I know a place that will do a wrap on your car because evidently the Geek Gal is so popular that now NASCAR wrap people are messaging me saying, "Don't you want to purchase a wrap for your car?" I'm like, yes, I do, but I don't want to pay what you want to charge me for it. I'd love to have a TARDIS car, but no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll just make a stencil out of cardboard and spray paint it.
No, but thanks.
Almost had her.
Wait until my car is a little older, then we'll talk. So,
so besides the ghouls on Halloween, is there any future plans for Shakespeare Carolina?
Oh, we got plans, but a lot of them aren't set in stone yet, and so I don't want to jinx anything. But next season is going to be it's going to be crazy.
So keep your eye on the website.
Yes, yes, and Facebook too.
Excellent.
Like our Facebook page. We're going to be making some announcements here, you know, real soon before the end of the year. You know, no doubt. I've got some feelers out.
No doubt, you're going to have no doubt.
I wish.
No. I don't think they sing together anymore.
No, they don't like each other anymore. Yeah,
they're like,
it's
the
touring band with one original ex-drummer. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bill Smith's No Doubt.
Nice. So you've known Hartness forever.
Oh, God, yeah.
So tell us a bad story so we can make it. It'll be fine. He'll never know.
I'd have to really think about it.
Well, let me tell a little pre-recording story that we had.
Right.
So you actually met Hartness because a friend of yours thought the two of you looked alike and acted alike, and she actually used to call him Chris.
Right.
Because he reminded her so much of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so similar to how Matt and Hartness met now. Because Facebook keeps wanting to tag them.
Yeah, in my own photo last night, a picture of me, it was said, "Do you want to tag John?"
On your Facebook
page. On my Facebook, I was like, "No, I don't want to do that to John. He's got purple hair. Come on, update your rhythm." Yeah,
yeah, he's got green colored hair. Yeah,
it's awesome colors.
He's getting more and more like the Joker because I also wear like a purple shirt to match his hair, and I'm like, "Are you turning evil? Are you like the Mr. Glass or something?"
The thing that I love is the fact that John actually owns multiple purple shirts, different shades of purple depending on what stage of the purple his hair has faded to in between colors. So anyway, I made myself laugh if nobody else. So. All right, now have you had time to think of your Hartness story?
You're going to make him do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not so much a bad on John, but all right, so years and years ago, I mean, pushing 20 years ago, John worked for a lighting and sound company, and we were doing, it was that guy, MC Hammer.
Oh, my God.
At Memorial Stadium. Right, right. And this was the Too Much Shit to Fit tour. So much stuff. But we had to build this. It was like a 60-by-40-foot stage in the end zone of Memorial Stadium.
Wow.
And it was me, John, and maybe two other guys.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
And how much time did you have to build it?
Like 2 days.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, the towers with the roof, you know, and all that. So we're building this thing. and it's in the summertime. It was for the 4th of July thing. They
do it, right? Yeah.
So it's like 4,000 degrees out, you know, and we're sweating gallons. We get this thing. The deck is finished. It's up, the stairs and everything, and the promoter shows up. And she's like, I think we need to move this like 4 feet to the right. I think it was.
No.
And John just looked at her and said, you must have a mouse in your pocket because we ain't moving anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
horrible.
That was horrible.
What did she say?
I think she called his boss. As far as I know, it never got moved because I was done.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
And later that week, MC Hammer fell off the stage because he shooshooed 4 feet. Right.
Too far. The Hammer pants tripped him up again.
I mean, the stage is only so big. He showed up with like 2 busloads of people, you know, that weren't on his crew. Just like people spending friends. His money that he should have been paying his taxes with. And like 3 tractor trailers worth of equipment that wasn't going to fit on this stage.
Oh, my God.
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, it's weird. I was in radio, and I saw him, I guess, in 1990 at his peak, and he was at what now is, I guess, was it Spectrum or something like that? Anyway, but he was at the old Coliseum. Right, at the old Coliseum, and that was a huge stage, and he put on a great show. But, yeah, I can't imagine him trying to pare that freaking fiasco down to 60 by 40.
Yeah, like 20 dancers, you know?
There's no way.
Yeah, where are they going?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's always so funny to me when people come to the South, to the Charlotte area or whatever, and they're big productions and everything, and they think they're going to fit on yeah, it's like, this is not what you're thinking. This is just not what you're thinking. Thanks for playing, but we got mud around here. That's not happening.
So. And that mud's going to stain your clothes.
Yeah.
It's just going to stain all your clothes.
It's like, we when I worked at the radio station, and it was Boys to Men,
right.
But it wasn't in their heyday. It's when they made their Motown CD and were trying to come back. Mm-hmm. And my programming director was one of the only programming directors that wanted to deal with, you know, them as a comeback, because it wasn't pop. It was Motown, you know, so it's a very distinct audience. But here in the South, it was amazing. The vocals were amazing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they wanted this huge retainer. And we're like, yeah, you haven't made an album in 10 years.
Right.
And then they wanted to wear white. And it's like, yeah, this is a mud field. So we're not going to be able to guarantee that you're going to stay white or the clothes are going to stay white. And yeah, it was just, you know.
Did they not realize that they had passed into men?
Yeah. We're now, men, you know.
Men back into boys because they've got their demands.
It. Yeah, it's like, you know, and you can't do the NKOTB, you know, so.
Yeah.
BTM, you know, it sounds too much like bowel movement, so not a good look. But yeah, so, you know, it's always crazy what people think are going to happen. It's just like, not going to happen. What always cracks me up are the people that are like the D-list people that come in and they want retainers that the guests, like even on the con circuit.
Oh gosh, yes.
You'll get people that they're like, well, I need to have this and I need to have that. And we're like, do you realize that George R.R. Martin charges nothing?
Right.
So
airfare.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you're not getting any of that. Thanks for playing.
Yep.
So. Yeah, it's always funny to me. I guess the word gala is, or gala, whatever you pronounce
gala,
it.
Gala.
People gala, think gala. Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, they think fancy, and they think that we've got like a $100,000 budget. And it's like, no.
Not so much.
This costs us about 15, and we raise about 5. So let's talk. Anyway, so let's go back to Shakespeare, Carolina.
Yeah. Full transparency on our financials. So what are your financials for this show?
Well, you know what? Sometimes I think people need to know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, reality check, right? Unlike, you know, Night of the Living Dead, where you're going to do multiple reality checks. What would have happened, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And
See, I brought it around.
Yeah,
I can tap dance.
So natural,
fast,
so natural.
Which I heard there's dancing in there. Yes. So I danced really fast back to the topic at hand.
To the ghouls. Right.
But yeah, we're you know, we're trying to do this like everything we do. You know, we try to do on the cheap. You know, recycled set materials, props, all that kind of stuff. And for this, we're doing $10 a ticket.
Oh, cool.
Which is great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it, you know, about the cost of a movie, you know. Yeah. And, you know.
Is it bring your own chair? A lot of.
No, we're gonna have chairs.
Oh, wow. That's fancy.
Yeah.
That's schmancy fancy.
Yeah.
Because when we've done the NOTA parking lot stuff, we had to bring our own chairs.
Right. Well, when we do the outdoor at the amphitheater at Winthrop, you bring your own chair.
Yeah.
But this one, we're gonna have chairs out there. We're going to keep seating down, you know, like limited seating.
Oh, okay.
So everybody has a good seat. Yeah, so, nice. So get your ticket. We've got some surprises, you know, possibly in store. And we're also looking at some new swag that will debut
at
the event. Awesome.
It's going to debut. At the event.
So get your debut down to the Night of the Living Dead.
I like that.
That was good.
You should be in marketing with me because that'll end well.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We'll go from con to podcast to work. It'll be great.
No. Oh, boy.
No.
We'll let you move in next to field. It'll be awesome. Tiffles, you have something to say? Oh, she's not here.
I didn't even notice.
Wow.
Oh, she doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't listen.
She's probably out in the living room
waiting for us to finish so that she can come on to part two.
Yep.
That's how Tiffles left the
bill. So what's that date again? October 27th?
October 27th. Is that right? That's right. Yeah. I think there was just a personnel change. Yeah, October 27th, 7 p.m. Come early, eat dinner, drink
some
beer.
Yes.
Yeah,
vote right? twice
if you're lucky.
Twice, right? But no, seriously, you know, come on down early, eat something,
grab a brew and
enjoy a really fun evening.
And you know, honestly, this is a way to support three different things. Not only are you supporting the brewery, you're supporting Shakespeare Carolina, which is a great organization that you revived. I mean, it was almost dead, and you've brought it back, and not only that, but you're supporting these kids at Winthrop University who are really getting to get their feet wet and learn how to do this different stuff, which, again, support local. If you want the arts to stick around, you better pay for them. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to. And
they're
going
to move
on
to another city.
Right. Yeah.
And actually, live local music. You know, original music.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and dancing.
Yeah, and dancing.
Possible dancing.
And so once we get done, then there's like an after party. You know where the band is going to play.
You are holding out on us. This is like totally part.
I don't think we're invited to this.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
This is awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, this is really great. So it's just the one night, right?
That's right. Just one night.
So if you want to go,
So if you want to go, get your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that still gives you. It's not on Halloween proper, so you can still go party on Halloween.
And for people who are like, that's South Carolina. It's like 20 minutes.
It is.
It's really not that far. I mean, I live in South Charlotte, and I'm maybe 10 minutes from Rock Hill.
Yeah.
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 You get them 45, you
right there.
Yeah, if you can go to Carowinds, you can go here.
You can go to Rock Hill.
I got here from Winthrop's campus in like 40 something minutes,
and we're on the north side of town.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was in traffic dealing with our lovely Mallard Creek construction,
which is never ending.
Never.
I think it's done by the same people that are doing 85's construction.
Yeah, and 77.
It's the same team that's writing the last novel for George R. R. Martin.
That's right.
He's done. It's just sitting under his bed waiting for the show to end.
Yeah. He's like, no, I don't want you guys playing in my world anymore.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks. Well, listen, you know, go to shakescar.org.
O-R-G.
And Chris, thank you so much for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Make sure you check out the cool stuff that Chris and I got to put our hands all over on the unboxing video. And make sure to support local folks. Shakescar.org, go there, get a ticket before they sell out. $10.
$10. Come on.
$10.
That's cheaper than that movie, actually. Yeah. Awesome.
Death and Dismemberment for $10. You can't
beat it. And I should add, it's the 50th anniversary of the release of the film.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You got to do this.
Yeah.
Right before Halloween is perfect.
You have no choice. You have no choice.
Do it.
Do it now.
You know you want to.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found.
Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.